We're watching this monstrous, historic, sudden storm hurtling toward the west coast of Mexico, expected to make landfall later today.
Hurricane Patricia is a Category 5 hurricane, extremely dangerous. Its winds are already faster than the winds from Typhoon Haiyan when that storm hit the Philippines 2 years ago. And if you remember, Haiyan was an awful storm, killing well over 6,000 people. Dennis Feltgen is a meteorologist with the National Hurricane Center. And Dennis, Hurricane Patricia seems to have developed very, very suddenly. I mean, just early yesterday, it was only a tropical storm. So how unusual is it for a hurricane to develop so fast?
Well, fortunately, it doesn't happen all the time, but it's not unheard of. The last time I can remember something like this strengthening so quickly would have been 2005's Hurricane Wilma, which, interestingly, is the last major hurricane to even strike the United States.
Hmm. And what is this storm expected to do after making landfall?
Well, in a word, catastrophic. Maximum sustained winds right now are 200 miles per hour. Now, mind you, the minimum wind speed for a Category 5 hurricane is 157 miles per hour. So this is way above the minimum threshold. 200 miles per hour sustained winds and a central pressure of 880 millibars. That's 25.99 inches. Both of those are readings we've never measured in the Western Hemisphere.
Never measured in the Western Hemisphere. I was just going to ask you, have you seen anything like this? But I guess the answer is no.
No, I certainly haven't seen it in the 40-plus years I've been doing this. And going back through the record books, no, we haven't seen it. Our records go back in the Atlantic, back to the mid-1800s. Reliable records in the Pacific are only good about the 1970s to maybe the 1980s. So we don't have a big database, but still, when you've got something like this on the doorstep of a populated area, the word catastrophic still comes to mind.
Mm. Now, of course, it's Mexico that's right in line with where Patricia's going to hit. What could we see happen there?
Well, again, I have to use the word catastrophic. The hurricane force winds, the core of those winds, extend out only 30 miles from the hurricane eye. So at least the hurricane force winds aren't that wide. Tropical storm force winds go up 165 miles in all directions from the center. So a lot of areas will see the tropical storm force winds, but only an area maybe about 60 miles across will see these catastrophic hurricane winds. Now, there aren't a whole lot of structures that can survive that kind of wind, so we can only hope that the folks there are in a safe place. It's really too late for them to go anywhere. Tropical storm force winds have already begun there, and the hurricane force winds will begin later on this afternoon.
Huh. It really sounds absolutely awful, and as you said, we hope that people are able to take sufficient shelter. So let's talk about where Patricia might go. I mean, what about Texas?
Well, the good news for Texas is they're not going to get Hurricane Patricia. But what we are looking at, and the models seem to be in agreement on this, is there's going to be a non-tropical area of low pressure forming along the Texas coast here over the weekend. And by the time that starts moving up inland over Texas, all the remnant moisture from Patricia is going to be moving into Texas as well. So we think this developing low in Texas is going to pull all of that right into it and exacerbate an already potentially dangerous flooding threat for that state.
Can you tell us a little bit about why this might be happening? I mean, does it have anything to do with the El Nino we've been seeing this year?
Well, El Nino tends to make for an active Eastern Pacific hurricane season, and that's certainly been the case this year. I mean, we're already up through the letter P, so there's no surprise there, but there's no way anybody would forecast a record-breaking hurricane at the beginning of the year.
And hurricanes get their energy from warm waters, and I mean, we have been seeing a rise in water temperature in the oceans. Is this super powerful hurricane and ones like it the result of climate change?
Well, no one particular storm can be pointed to climate change. And mind you, Patricia is in an environment, a location, mind you, that is perfect for rapid intensification. Very warm waters off the Pacific, and they've been warm all season long, which is a characteristic of El Nino. And it had very low wind shear, which is a change in wind direction with height. So it was perfect for the storm to rapidly intensify.
Dennis Feltgen, spokesman for the National Hurricane Center. Thank you so much.
Thank you.